All right, everyone, welcome back. This is episode 8 of the Better Mistakes podcast. I want to start off with a question. When was the last time that you voluntarily did something that was extremely difficult? Something that you may not actually enjoy, and something that you knew you would not be good at. Now, millions of people do difficult things every single day. Most of us do it involuntarily. We do it because, well, life throws it at us. But I'm talking about, when was the last time you jumped in head first, eyes wide open, into something that you knew you could possibly fail at? Many of us avoid such hardships or inconveniences. We don't want to put ourselves in situations where we may be embarrassed, we may fail, or situations that we know we are going to have to work extremely hard to survive, to keep our head above water. But there are benefits to doing this occasionally. There are benefits to doing this on a regular basis. See, if you put yourself in uncomfortable situations on a regular basis, well, that kind of starts to feel like home. Have you ever worked two or more jobs at the same time? Maybe work two jobs and go to school at the same time, right? I mean, that's pretty difficult. But then, when you only have one job, it feels like a vacation, even though you still have a 40-hour job. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. That's one of the benefits, but there definitely are other benefits. And don't take it just for me. Have you ever met a former U.S. Marine, right? Even if they were done serving years ago, they still talk about it with pride. And why is that? Well, they did something that was very difficult. They signed up for something that was very difficult. They knew what they were getting into. They completed the training, and they came out a better person. They came out knowing their strengths and weaknesses. And that's something that a lot of us don't like to admit. We don't like to admit what our weaknesses are, much less put ourselves in positions where these weaknesses will rise to the top. So no matter if it's taking on a challenge at work that you're not 100% sure that you can complete. Maybe it's signing up for a jiu-jitsu class. I guarantee that unless you've done jiu-jitsu, you are going to have a tough time, right? I mean, it's going to suck at first. In a good way, okay? But you're not going to walk in there and be the best. Absolutely not. You're not even going to walk in there and be any good, right? For the most part. But people do this every day. People sign up. They volunteer to do difficult tasks, difficult ongoing things every day. And I do want to clarify, a few years ago, I had some coworkers that used to compete Olympic distance triathlons. Now, that is very, very hard training, very long training. And they voluntarily signed up for this. However, that is not what I'm talking about. The reason that's not what I'm talking about is because, well, they enjoyed that. Right? I mean, they enjoyed spending hours on the bike. They enjoyed the training. Much like once you start jiu-jitsu, you'll enjoy it. Once you start a intense exercise program, you become, you know, almost addicted to it. Okay, so because you start realizing the benefits, but that's not what I'm talking about. If you enjoy it, it's maybe the topic for another discussion. I'm talking about something that every day when you go and do it, you hate, or you have to every day motivate yourself, almost, you know, sometimes pray every day as you're going to work or as you're going to do this task because it's so difficult. But you keep doing it because, you know, if you go through what you're going through, when you get to the other side, things will be better, right? You have a goal in mind. Many of us have done this, but as we get older and we get more comfortable, we no longer have to do this if we're lucky. So we stop doing it. We stop putting ourselves in that position. And what I'm here to say is that you should find something difficult, something that you may not succeed at, something that without a doubt you will suck at first. And attempt it. And attempt is the wrong word. Attempt to me almost sounds like, you know, a good old college try. No, I'm talking about diving in all the way, deep end. You will grow as a person. You will find out more and more of what you're made of, what you're capable of. Because as we've talked about in another podcast, life will throw those curveballs. Life will hit you like a ton of bricks. And if you've led a comfortable life for the past 10 years or so, or maybe your whole life has been fairly comfortable, that ton of bricks will hit you a lot harder than someone who has had occasional struggles and has learned to overcome them. I remember a point in my life when things were not going according to plan, to say the least. And what gave me strength was knowing that I had faced troubles before, but also that my parents had faced similar struggles in the past and they were able to overcome them. And that gave me strength to continue and know that I too would be able to overcome them. So, the message of this podcast is find something. Listen, it could be anything, because we're all at different parts in our lives. We're all at different skill levels, we have different time constraints, different responsibilities. If you live in a municipality that has volunteer firefighters, research it. Ask yourself, is this something that I can do? And if it's something that you're willing to commit to, sign up. Help your community. Go through the struggles. Be the new guy. Be the new guy in a world that you know nothing about. I'm telling you, not only will, of course, you know, make new friends and learn, but it'll give you confidence. It's like climbing a set of stairs, right? You find out, you do what you can where you're at, and now you're in a better spot to take on the next challenge. You know, I have a friend who maybe about 2 years ago bought a house, and he started trying to fix the house up. He started with very small projects, watching YouTube, not sure if he can complete them or not, but they were small enough where he was willing to take a chance. Well, he succeeded, and I'm sure he failed many times as well, but eventually he took on bigger and bigger projects, and now the things that he can do amaze me. In fact, I'm thinking about hiring him to do some work in my house. So maybe there's a project that you want to take on, a business you want to start, or a new hobby you want to take up. I'm here to tell you, go ahead and do it. All right, suffer through the beginning stages. The reward at the end will not only be what you set out to do, but also the personal growth that you'll experience in the process. Let me leave you with one final thought. There's a saying, which I believe to be true, and it says, easy come, easy go. Right? Self-explanatory. And we've all seen this. People win the lottery, and 3 years later, they're broke somehow. But let's look at the flip side of that coin. Hard-earned, well-kept. The things we work the hardest for are the things that we value the most. We'll see you next time.